I honestly don't know how many takes I've done of this episode of the podcast. I am probably somewhere on take 13, 14, or 15 by now. And I do that every now and then. Every now and then, I get in this downward spiral. Most of my episodes of this podcast and even of my other podcasts at Benzo Free, I just like to record off the cuff, and just whatever comes out is what comes out. That makes it more real. That makes it more genuine. And that's what I love about this podcast, and that's the way it's going to stay. But every now and then, I record one that's a little more structured, like today's, which I'm trying to record a comments episode, so it's a little more structured. But sometimes, every now and then, I get in this downward spiral where I record something. I might be 10 minutes into it, and all of a sudden, there's noise upstairs. And I could pause and I could edit, but it just frustrates me and I stop. And then I go back and I start recording again because I had a few other things I wanted to fix anyway. So I go back and I re-record again. And then I get 5 minutes in and again, something happens. Oh, and I mess up and I have to go back. And I do this and I do it over and over again. And a lot of times it just builds up the anxiety, the stress, the frustration. And I just have to walk away, which I did this morning. So I took a break, had lunch, and now I am upstairs. I was in the basement recording in my studio slash office slash unfinished basement. and now I am upstairs. I got turned on the fireplace because it's a little chilly and rainy out today. And I sat in my big comfy chair, grabbed my portable recorder here, and relaxed. If anything, that's what this podcast is about. And so, me getting stressed as I record an episode over and over again doesn't benefit any of us. Sometimes you just got to step away and take a new stab at it. So, welcome to Uneven. Hello there, this is Dee, and this is episode 39 of Uneven. How you doing? This is our very first comments episode. Comments, feedback, Q&A, I don't know what I'm calling it. You'll see it on the title of the podcast when it gets released, but right now it's where I get a chance to read your comments and everybody else gets a chance to hear your feedback. And I get a chance to comment on your comments. That's how it works. Now, each one of these comments, I have already commented on YouTube back when I first read them. But today I'm just going to read them cold again for the first time since then and just respond. But also just give a chance for others to hear what people have said about the podcast, about life in general, questions, whatever it is that people have wanted to right in. And thankfully, since we just kicked this off 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever, by launching those first 38 episodes that were pre-recorded and in the can that I just kind of dumped out there over a couple weeks, we haven't had a lot of comments so far, which is actually good for this because we've had, I think I counted about 15 comments in YouTube. And I'm just gonna read all of them. Because I can right now, because we're still small, not a huge following, and I can read all the comments on YouTube. Now, other people comment on other carriers we have. We're on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, all these other places. And I'm going to read those comments too, and also comments on our website, on the post for this episode. People can comment there too, and I want to include those also. But today, I'm just going to read the YouTube ones because honestly, it's easier. And I was reading them off the computer downstairs. And I was having trouble pulling them up and finding the right episode. It was taking me forever. And that was part of the glitches that I had that were frustrating me. So I finally, just before lunch, printed them all off on paper, brought them up here, sat down where I'm relaxed, where I can just talk to you all and read through the comments. And I think this will go a lot smoother this time. First episode, uneven episode one, was a not so perfect start. I recorded this from Hays, Kansas, at the beginning of my Florida road trip. So the very first comment was from Viper JK2PF, and Viper wrote, "I'm guessing this podcast is from December?" Question mark. And actually, you are correct. It is from December. I recorded the very first episode of Uneven on the Florida road trip from Hays, Kansas. The first night I stopped out in the field, I was out walking around, and I recorded that December 30th, 2023. So that was the first episode recorded, even though I didn't, you know, release it until only a few weeks ago. Second comment on that first episode was from Lance Jones, MH70Z. Lance writes, "It's awesome that you have managed to live your life even with the limitations that benzo damage caused. I would love to be able to travel again someday, but the insomnia just won't let me. I hope and pray to be like you someday." Wow. Thanks, Lance. Lance has commented several times on this podcast, so we'll hear more from him in a little bit, but I appreciate that. And number one, I'm sorry for the current state you're in. I've been there. I've worked with so many people that have been there, as you know. I know how hard it is, and I know the struggles we all go through. Just for those of you who might only be listening to Uneven, he is referring to coming off of benzodiazepines, which I did. And how hard that can be for some people. If you want to know more about that, go check out my other podcast, Benzo, the Benzo Free Podcast. On this one, we're talking more on anxiety. But many of those people, some of those people, have come over and started to listen to Uneven also. And I welcome them and I appreciate that. And but I just want to let you know that's what Lance here is referring to. But I get it, Lance. And I'm able to now travel some, although I was going to record this in a separate episode, but I'm just going to mention it here. I just canceled another Florida road trip, if you're going to believe this or not. I did. You know what? I am going to save this for another episode. That's my teaser. I was packed, had a rental car to go to Florida again, drive from Colorado to Florida for a reason, and I canceled it the night before I left. If you want to know more, stay tuned, because there's far too much for me to cover in a comment section here, but I will cover that in an upcoming episode, promise. Okay. But you are going to get there. We do heal from benzos, and you are going to start to feel better, so just hang in there. I appreciate all you've done. And all your comments and being part of this community. Thank you so much. And to continue on with Lance, Lance also commented on episode 2. He said the following. "You ask why anyone would listen to this podcast. Because it's awesome to hear the adventures of someone who went through this, and even though not fully back to normal, is able to live a mostly normal life." Whoa. Wow. Thanks. Again, Lance, and he's referring to episode 2, which was a bit about me. It's where I talked about who I was, and I always feel like in a new podcast, it's good to do an episode where you tell people about yourself so they know who they're listening to. So, and I did ask why anybody, I mean, I am always surprised and amazed and thrilled that anybody really wants to listen to me talk. I'm just sitting here talking about my thoughts, my feelings, my struggles, and my joys and successes. The fact that somebody else wants to listen to that, the fact that maybe some people even get a benefit out of that, like helping them recover from a very difficult life event, whatever that may be, whether it's benzos or it's severe anxiety, chronic anxiety, depression, ADHD, OCD, PTSD, whatever it is you are struggling with. It means a lot to me. So thank you, Lance. I really appreciate your comments. And I know you're going to start feeling better and you're going to start doing more. So let's move on to episode 9, uneven episode number 9, which is indecision, insomnia, and inclement weather. Pam Smith, 4643. Pam wrote, "We love this new podcast." Wow, thanks, Pam. And just for the rest of you, for those of you who may have listened to the other podcast, Pam is an old and dear friend. She and Lee down in Louisiana are amazing, salt of the earth, the most wonderful people you will ever meet in this lifetime. And I am so blessed that they have decided to become my friends and that they have taken me in as a friend. And I am so grateful to them. So love to both of you. And we'll talk really soon, as I hope we will continue to do for a very long time. Episode 11, The Benefits of an Emotional Release. This is actually a little precursor. This was when I was driving home from Florida. Weather in the eastern part of the U.S. in this time, I think it was in January, was really severe, below zero, snow, blizzards all over the place. And I had trouble driving home from Florida, Colorado, so I took this much more southern route. And it turned a three-day drive into 6 days for me to get home. And I got to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and had to stop for a day because the weather in Colorado was still rough. And I just wanted to get home. I had anxiety. I was depressed. I was stressed. I had all my symptoms kicking in. I wasn't sleeping. Just, it had built up with me. And eventually I had this breakdown one morning, an all-out sob fest and an emotional release. And that's what that episode was. And this is what Michael Brundage, 7970, wrote about that episode. Thanks, D. Sometimes you just have to let it all out. Appreciate the breathing tip to avoid hyperventilating. Wow. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate that. And it is. It is true. You have to let it all out. I was on, like I mentioned before, I don't make this about benzos, but for 12 years on that medication, I barely ever wept. Almost never. Medication kind of gets in the way of that. Very little feelings, emotions, and you just don't experience them. When it came off, boy, those emotions flood out, and they're still flooding, and that's still more raw. And I never realized that it's a good thing to have those releases and just to let it out, and how over time after that, over the next day, you just start to feel more calm and more relaxed because you let that pressure, you release that pressure valve. And that's what this was about. And also that mine are so strong sometimes that I would have trouble breathing and I would start to hyperventilate. And I had to learn to, even in the middle of an all-out sob fest, where I am shaking and gutturally crying, to stop every few seconds and take a deep, slow breath in and then go back to it to manage it, because I don't want to wind up in that hyperventilation state, which is incredibly scary, as those of you who experience that understand it. So thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. Let's go on to the next page here. From episode 14, Extreme Anxiety, Start with One Small Step, was the title of this one. Lance Jones, hey Lance again, it's good to see you, Lance. Welcome back. Said, loving the new format. Thank you for continuing your podcast. Oh, thank you, Lance. I really appreciate the feedback. And KC475 wrote, God bless you, D. You're the best. Wow. Now see, those, it's just, I am a human being, and I don't care what you say. It feels good to hear people say that they appreciate and find value in the work you do. And I will never be above that. I am incredibly lucky to have found this niche career, this podcasting career that fits me finally in my late 50s. I'm lucky that I found it. And I'm so blessed to have people who appreciate it. Let's move on to episode 15, Lessons from the Road. This was the last episode I recorded from the Florida road trip. Paul Lawrence, 8438, wrote the following. Thank you, Dee, for letting me join you on your road trip. I found it different, encouraging, interesting, and in the moment of ups and downs, something we all can relate to. Plus, Dee, how do you do it? You still gave me a sense of peace and calm through all episodes. I'm happy you're home and safe now, Have you ever thought about your own guided meditations? Wow. Paul, I thank you so much for... on the last part, yes, I have... On my other podcast, I would often close... I think half those episodes, I closed out with a moment of peace, which was a meditation at the end of that podcast. I've done some meditation videos that are on easing anxiety. You can find those on our website if you want to at easinganxiety.com. But I have thought about just recording some genuine meditation, you know, audio things and just record those and have those. Many people have shared that they find calm in my voice, and I am grateful for that. And if that can help people calm down, then maybe it's a good thing to do. So, yeah, I've seriously thought about it, and I might be recording that later this year and do some of those. As for... how do I keep doing things? This is kind of like what Lance had written earlier too. I'm just sorry for any noise. I'm readjusting in my chair here. My dog is behind me and he just moved around and I'm moving around too a little bit. Repositioning. So you do what you gotta do. I'm no different than anybody. I did not want to live the life that I lived coming off benzodiazepines the rest of my life. I didn't want to live that same life. Very closed off, very sheltered, very protected. And that's what we have to do at that time. For some of us, that's just what we have to do. But when you start to feel a little better, and we all do start to feel a little better, learning to live with your limitations, I think, is an essential step we all have to take. Yeah. That's who I am. Anyway, thanks, Paul. I really appreciate the comment. And the fact that you feel still peace and calm from what I'm sharing. It's a delicate balance. I don't want to scare anybody, but at the same point, I want to share what I'm going through because that is what connects us, and I'm grateful for that. Let's move on to episode 18, Principles, Politics, and Balanced Perspectives. Growthy Chips Com, I think is how it is. Wrote, love it, thanks. Oh, thank you so much. So that was a little one that I wasn't sure about, but like I said, I don't want to ever have topics I'm afraid to approach, so I wanted to talk just in generalities about how I deal with current politics, perspectives, principles, and just how I handle it from more of the middle-of-the-road approach. So I'm grateful that was well-received. And the same person, GrowthyChipsCom, also wrote on episode 20, which is titled What Makes You Happy. They wrote, love it, thank you. So loved both those episodes. Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate the feedback. And I'm glad both of those worked for you. Episode 23, Should I Delete Embarrassing Episodes? Was the title of this one. Waves 353 wrote, no. You are a friend, and friends share the good and bad. And, well, it's a monkey that's covering his eyes from, I think, see no evil. But I think I get the gist of it, hopefully. In this one, I asked the question, on that road trip I talked about Florida, where I was having all the different breakdowns and emotional, after I got home, I started to look back and just start to feel embarrassed by them. Like I was weak and I was whiny and I was just complaining about problems that in the whole world are probably not that significant, but to me at the time felt very powerful. And so I asked the question to myself, basically, should I delete embarrassing episodes? And I walked through it in that episode and eventually I realized, no, I should just leave them in. And just as this person said, this is me. And this person mentioned, well, we're friends and friends share the good and bad. And that's exactly why I did it. This is me, raw, who I am. I want to be embarrassed sometimes on this podcast. It's okay. One of the great things I think about age is some wisdom. And with that wisdom comes, for me at least, some acceptance of myself and who I am and being comfortable with myself, flaws and all. And I screw up a lot. I don't know a lot. I'm embarrassed quite often and I'm okay with that. This is who I am. I did the best with what I was given in life, and I feel pretty good about that. This is who I am, and I'm okay with that. So anyway, thank you so much, Wave. Waves 353, I appreciate it. Okay, turning the page here. We're getting there. Thank you so much. A few more here. From episode 26, No Silence and a Bit of Sanity, Lance wrote back again. Hey, there's Lance again. Hey, D, I'm loving the new format. Wow, Lance, I think you've written the most of anybody, and I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for writing in and letting me know that you have enjoyed what I'm doing at the new format. I really didn't know I was going to get positive feedback on this new format. I'm just spitballing it, figuring out as I go along. But I love the fact that people have appreciated it and liked what's going on. So thank you so much. Thanks, Lance. Episode 27 has two comments. This was overwhelm overload. Wow, that is hard to say. Overwhelm overlord, I think I want to say, but that's not what I meant. It's overwhelm overload. God, I typed this and I didn't know it was that hard to say. Anyway, this is from Abby Eyeball 6277. Abby writes, thank you for speaking on this topic. I am constantly overwhelmed and having issues from a benzo as well. Just makes it so much nicer. Sometimes I feel like I'm just going to vaporize because of the stress of everyday life. So thank you. Wow, Abby, thank you so much. I relate to everything you said there. I get it. And I'm really glad that this means a lot to you. Overwhelm, my God, it's one of those things I think so many of us deal with all the time. I deal with it constantly. Just now, it's like I'm supposed to be actually working on research right now. I have got to get these certain extractions done by the end of the week for another research team I'm on. I'm on a few different research teams. Most of these are tied to benzodiazepines, which is the area I've been working in for the last 5-6 years. And so we're doing one of the research projects I'm working on is a review of the scientific literature on benzodiazepines and the protracted withdrawal complications and symptoms from those drugs. And we're reviewing thousands, over 11,000 studies out there to try to find ones that, you know, actually gave us data. And we got down to like, you know, so many so-so. And now we're extracting the data from those so that we can then pull it all together, write our paper, and hopefully get it published. That's how research works. Some of you are familiar with that. Some of you aren't. I get that. But that's what I'm supposed to be doing today. And I just, for 2 days now, I have procrastinated. So by talking to you today, you are helping me to procrastinate. So thank you so much. But that's part of the overwhelm is I am grateful that even though I know I have to get that done, my deadline's Friday and I still have a couple days to pop those out. I will get them done. But what's nice is I have backed off of a lot of things lately. My health was suffering, my mental state was suffering, and I was constantly overwhelmed, constantly. Just every day I'd wake up with room to do 5 projects and I had, you know, 60 on my list. And it was just constantly feeling that way. And I just was miserable. And I needed to stop. I walked away from things. I didn't do a podcast for a long time. I took some trips. I just walked away for a while. And now that I'm back, I'm so happy that this week, I looked on my calendar and I have one meeting. One meeting this whole week. And that's my research meeting. It's a standing research meeting I have every Friday with this research team. And it was only a few months ago, I averaged, a dozen to 2 dozen meetings a week, you know, with all the different groups I'm in and support groups and training sessions and projects buildings and all this, you know, projects we're building and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, we have the power to manage our overwhelm. We need to be able to prioritize and look at everything and decide what's truly important. What's required? What do I need to do? What do I really want to spend my time doing? And then maybe get rid of some of those things that aren't that important. I'm going off on overwhelm here, But it's something I deal with all the time. Let's see what Paul said. Paul Lawrence, 8438, which we've already heard from, wrote on this episode also, and he said, "So far, D, I'm loving the Uneven podcast. Thanks. The content is in the moment, which I really like. It's different and interesting. I can relate to the bad mornings, poor sleep, good nights, morning anxiety, akathisia spikes, etc. It's not scripted, and you speak freely. Your gentle meditation on the last podcast was a nice touch. And I like Murphy saying hello every now and then." This is everyday life stuff. Top work, D. Wow, Paul. Thank you so much, Paul. That I love reading that. Thank you so much. And that just helps me realize I think I'm on the right track with it. Even though this one was one I kept re-recording, when I finally pressed record here for it this time, I just said to myself, hey, this is the one I'm going to keep, and no matter what, I'm going to keep going. Now, maybe I said that two or three times before that, too, and I still fressed up and started all over again. But shh, don't tell anybody, okay? Just between you and me, don't tell anybody that this isn't the only time I said this is the one that's going to stick. Oh, God. But there it is. That's my failures, my flaws, my mistakes, my mess ups, and I'm okay with that. Yeah, there's this freedom, Paul. There's this freedom to just being me. I make bad jokes. I laugh at the wrong thing. I say the wrong thing. I don't know how to make friends. As a 58-year-old man, I don't know how to be around certain people. I don't know what to do in certain circumstances. I don't. In some places, I feel incredibly comfortable. In other ones, I'm totally out of my element. I'm a human being. That's really what it comes down to. And I have limitations. I have symptoms. I have problems. I have a lot of anxiety. And I'm just glad that for other people who have some of those issues, maybe this helps. And if it does, I am very lucky that I am able to do this. So thank you, Paul. I really appreciate that. Oh, let's go to one last one. This is the one that came in. So I'm going to read this. First, I do want to mention that I don't really know what happened. I know some people might think that I censored this, which I didn't. I saw this coming through on YouTube. It stated I had one comment, but it didn't show the one comment. And I went to my board. It didn't show it as a recent one. But when I viewed non-recent comments, it popped up. Although, if you go listen to this episode on YouTube, you probably won't see this on there. Maybe if I reply to it, it will suddenly appear. So once I record this episode and get it out there, I am going to reply. And I'll even put a link to this episode so this person can get the feedback. But I just want you to know this was never intentional. I'm not sure. Sometimes things are held for me to review, but it's not in my hold for review box. So I don't know why this one didn't make it out there. But I said I was going to share all 15 comments, and this is one of them. So I'm going to share this one. Let me read this to you. And then I will give you my reply. This one's from @AlbaLinksQueen. And this person writes, I need to preface this. This is from the latest episode, Uneven episode 38, Anxiety, News, and World Conflicts. And this one I opened up with about the recent launch of missiles from Iran into Israel. Drones and missiles from Iran into Israel, and the escalation that was, which was in supposed retaliation for the bombing of their embassy in Syria. You know, again, I am not, this is not political. This is not why I did this. I'm just replying. I'm just saying this is what this was about. Anyway, most of the episode, 95% of it was about anxiety. It was about how we handle world events, how we deal with news, when do we tune in, when do we tune out, when do we stand up and speak our mind, when do we keep our mouth shut. That's what almost all this episode was about. I just used the most recent current event, and that was this weekend was this launch as something to talk about. And when I talk about current events, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I did, and that's what I'm going to do going forward. But this person clearly took some offense to that. So here's their reply from Abelinks Queen. What about Ukraine? Are we not people to you? We're bound by Russians every day, yet you ignore it. Are we third-rate people to all you Westerners? So that was this comment. Now, maybe the context of it is why it didn't wind up popping up on YouTube. I don't know. But I wanted to reply. And I thought about this one many times. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more on this one because this is the one that's been on my mind. And I want to mention it. And I wrote a response multiple times. I just couldn't quite get it right. At first, it was a little snarky because I was a little defensive. I felt like this person was kind of attacking me and saying things that were totally inaccurate. But then I also started to feel some sympathy. You know, I don't know if this person actually lives in Ukraine. It sounds like the person's saying they are. I don't know if it's a real person. Hell, there's bots, you know, all over the internet. I realize that this may or may not be legitimate, and I understand that. But I'm going to treat it as if it is, just because. And I'm speaking about it today not because I'm giving a lot of credence to it. I'm not saying I am or I am not, but because I just thought it was good for discussion. And like some of the comments mentioned, I just want to talk about whatever's going on and talk about our reactions to it. And I thought this was a perfect one to talk a little bit about how we handle critical feedback and negative feedback on the internet. So let me respond really quickly to what this person said, and then let's talk just a little bit about, as I close this out, about these types of comments and how we handle them. So here's my response, first of all. And of course, this is now a day later, so I've had time to, you know, step away, be objective, and come back at it in a logical fashion. So this may not have been my initial thoughts when I first read it. What about Ukraine? The question is, and my answer is simply this. This was last weekend in which this missile, these drones and missiles were just launched. It was the headline in the news. I picked the most recent news item. I wasn't particularly trying to pick a Middle East topic over a Ukrainian topic or a Russian topic or something else. There was no agenda behind that. I was just picking a recent world conflict event to kick off a podcast episode about anxiety. There. That's the truth. That's what I did. There's two questions that kind of fit together, which are we not people to you? And are we third-rate people to all your Westerners? Well, you asked that question, and I have to say you are the same as me. I believe all people are created equal. I'm not just saying that because it's the right thing to say. I'm not just, you know, out there trying to make myself look good at all. I'm being honest. I was raised to believe that everybody is not the same, that we're all equal. While we all have different places and environments we're born into that can sometimes be an advantage and sometimes be a disadvantage, and I get that based on all thousands of factors, I do believe we all should have the basic rights, based on basic human rights, and I believe that we all are equal. I don't believe there's, you know, people at different places in life and that one group is inherently superior to another group. I don't buy that. It doesn't make sense to me. I think people should be judged on their own work, actions, merits, and that kind of thing. So yeah, it just doesn't fit me, so it's inaccurate. Now I want to talk about just the process of this, because anybody who's been on the internet at all knows what it's like to get negative comments and criticisms and what we go through, because it's interesting that something somebody might have texted or commented about on maybe the other side of the world can affect us, and why that is. And I thought that's interesting. When I first read this, yeah, I wasn't mad. I was taken aback, like, wow, okay, this is, yeah, I expect things like this sometimes. But I start going through the process and I go, well, that's not fair. This isn't me. I don't know. They don't know me, but I know this might just be somebody who had a search algorithm out there that grabs anything that mentions Middle East or Israel or something, and they jump on it. It could be somebody who actually listened to the channel and actually listens to the anxiety content I do, but they took offense to this. It could be nobody at all. It could have just been a bot. I don't know. I really don't know. And on the internet, we don't know anymore. And yet it elicits an emotional response to us. And that's one of the reasons why I don't spend a lot of time on social media. I have always been a face-to-face person. When this comment came in, I first kind of, like I said, was taken aback a little bit by it. But then I also thought, what if this person is in Ukraine, which it sounds like they're saying they are, and they're dealing with war, what is that like? I can't imagine what it's like to be in a war-torn area of this world and living with that instability, that fear, that anxiety. And I started to really feel for this person and what they're going through. And to feel like maybe you're forgotten by the rest of the world because some new conflict has taken precedence, I get that. I get that. That makes sense. I probably would be pretty angry too. I've been pretty angry about some things that's happened to me over the years, trust me. I've been there, I get it, and I know. Do I think lashing out at other people who really had nothing to do with that is the best method? No. But, hell, we all lash out to people sometimes. That's just what we do. Anyway, to Alba Lynx Queen, I just want to say what you described was not me, but I do feel for what you might be going through, and I can't speak to that. I've never experienced living in a war-torn region of this world, and I can't imagine what that's like. So I'm not about to pretend that I know. But I sympathize, and I'm sorry for all you are experiencing. And that's it. On this Tuesday afternoon, I hope this episode finds you... What should I say today? I hope this episode finds you warm. And I hope... You know, just out of the blue, I hope you have someone. Or can find someone to share this journey, this experience of life with, because that, I think, my friends, might be the greatest gift of all. And I feel for those who don't have that yet. I'm blessed, and I'm grateful, and I'm thankful for all I have. You take care of yourself. I'm going to talk to you real soon. In fact, I know I have an episode coming up about a subject I just mentioned, which is a canceled road trip. So that may be coming out real soon. Thanks. Hey, this is Dee. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out our podcast. I do need to remind everyone that this podcast is for informational purposes only and should never be considered medical, psychological, or professional health advice of any kind. If you or someone you know is dealing with significant mental health issues, please seek professional help. Resources can be found in our show notes and on our website at unevenpodcast.com. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you on the flip side.